Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. You know, I mentioned that I don't think there's anything like us in the world of radio broadcasting. I'm talking about the depth of lessons we teach, the breadth of lessons we teach, the quality of the lessons we teach, the accuracy of the information that we teach, the current events, what's happening, what it means, who did it, what the results we would forecast to be, and what you should do about it. I don't think there's a replacement. I don't think there's a drop-in replacement for USA Prepares. And if we were to evaporate, disappear, not be on the air, I don't think there is a single second best. I don't think there is. Now, I'm not talking about me, Vincent Finelli. I'm talking about the entire team. I'm talking about the instructors. I'm talking about Jason, Nathan, Brad, Ted Anderson, GCN, all of us involved, George, the faculty. I think if you put the whole team together, I don't think there is a second choice. I flat out don't. So I asked the class yesterday, if there is one, I'd love to know about it. And I have the complete list in front of me of all the options, of all the possibilities for a second drop-in replacement or a first drop-in replacement for USA Prepares. If you'd like, I can read the complete list. Ready? Here we go. And that completes the entire list. Now, I had to say something because the alarm goes off if there's 7 seconds of silence.
That's funny.
Well, it's the truth. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I'd like to just share with class a story. A story about some remarkable people. They all know that Buffalo has been pummeled. And Buffalo is no stranger to me. As a matter of fact, I used to be employed by a corporation that had the corporate headquarters in Buffalo, New York. As a matter of fact, I used to fly in for meetings with the corporate headquarters team. I was remote from corporate headquarters. I was in charge of a division, and they would have these monthly meetings, and I would fly in for these monthly meetings. And these are the guys that would wear suits, expensive suits. These are the guys. This was in the tallest building in Buffalo, New York. So if you want to do some research and figure it out, you can. Just look at the skyline of Buffalo, New York, and there's one building that stands out way above all the others. That was the one. And I would fly in, and lots of times there was snow. The weather conditions are so harsh right near the Canadian border that they had an anchor rope that is probably 2 inches in diameter, a manila hemp rope that would go from the road, the street, if you will. If you were to take a taxi there, they'd drop you off at the at the curb, and then you'd walk the sidewalk and the walkway to the front door of this very tall building. And they had this rope that was anchored at the building and anchored at the street. It's kind of like one of those corral ropes that they have to let you know that this is where the line is and this is where you're supposed to stand at, you know, restaurants and places like that. But it wasn't for that. It was so you could hold on as you walked hand over hand and not get blown off the sidewalk or the walkway to the front door of this building. For real. It was windy. It was cold. And I never could figure out how the heck they kept that place heated. It was the surface area, the wind chill, the lake effect, just the cold temperature. It's amazing that they were able to heat it. Well, conditions were really, really, really hard over this superstorm, this bomb storm, this engineered fiasco, this engineered kill down, this engineered cool down that Dane Wigington and I talked about on Monday, hour number two, 2 days ago. Well, here's a story of two businesses. One is a business in Buffalo, New York, a corporation, and the other is a business in Missouri. One is a church, big church, real big church, and the other is a retail store. And both had people in need of shelter. So which one do you think was most helpful? Well, I'll tell you. That's exactly right. There's a retail store, and here's when the little people, not corporate management, the little people took control of the situation. And the conditions were worse in Buffalo, there's no question about it. But here in Missouri, people were freezing. I mean, we're talking like -7. Water frozen, electricity problems, just the sheer cold, furnaces not working. Travel was really difficult. I mean, things were terrible in Buffalo. They weren't quite as terrible in Missouri, but it was still terrible. So terrible that one of our mama cows, her biological clock went into overdrive. She panicked during the extreme cold, the cool down, the extreme freezing. She delivered a calf, and the calf couldn't survive and died. It's so cold. That's the kind of stuff that happens over and over with these engineered storms. Okay, so the store that was really nice, the employees that were really nice, was Target. You know, the big box store. They sell food, mattresses, home goods. They sell a lot of clothing. So there were 7 Target employees in the store. There were 6 shoppers in Target. And there were 6 more seeking shelter. The employees opened the doors and let the people in. Then Christmas Eve, there were a total of about 30 people at Target. They used inflatable mattresses. They had some food. And then the heat was shut off, because it was programmed to shut off around at the end of shopping at Christmas. The employees figured out how to get the heat back on, and they did. Currently, still, days later, there are 4,500 people without power in Buffalo, New York. Some homes are covered with ice. Some cars are stuck, buried in snow. There is still, I believe, a no-travel restriction. That means food can't get in and out of Buffalo, the second largest city in the state of New York. It's a disaster. It's still a disaster. There are people shoveling snow. What does that mean? Shoveling snow means a snow relocation operation. You don't get rid of the snow. You just put it someplace else. They are using front-end loaders, backhoes, heavy equipment to pick up the snow and move it to unbury the city. It's really serious. You ought to take a look at some of these pictures. So my hat is off. Congratulations to the employees of Target that saved the lives of at least 30 people who were stranded. They couldn't go anywhere. The streets were gridlocked. The emergency vehicles were stranded. I'm talking about the people who come to rescue you. They were stranded. And the victims were stranded. Now, I don't understand how come everybody got caught blindsided by this, or how so many did, and how so many people got to the point where they didn't have any food to eat, because they could have prepared for this in advance. This is Buffalo, New York. This is not new. I mean, this is the worst storm that they had this century, but it still happened in Buffalo, New York. You know, in the 80s, when I used to fly in there, I know what it was like. It was so cold that at corporate headquarters, the guys and gals that were dressed to the nines in their very expensive threads would see me showing up from out of state after the fly-in in Wrangler jeans, leather boots, like combat boots, leather belt. I'm talking about dark blue jeans. I'm not talking about, you know, something that Kim Kardashian, you know, I'm not talking about a Kim Kardashian threadbare, sliced, diced, and minced pair of blue jeans. I'm talking about really nice, dark, almost new blue jeans that I had a set of for going to these meetings. White broadcloth shirt, starched, ironed, button-down collar, long sleeves, tie, and a jacket. And what was the jacket? The jacket was a leather World War II bomber A2 jacket. So that's how I would show up. And the real interesting thing is, when I got on the plane and there would be a stopover in Philadelphia. And when I would fly, you know, I'd sit next to business people. It was a business flight, a B-737 size plane, small plane. And I'd sit next to people, and we'd be talking, and I'd say, you know, they'd say, we'd talk about what we did. Obviously, you turn to the guy next to you or the gal next to you. So what do you do? What do you do? That kind of thing. And, you know, I would just say, I'm just a guy. And and then they would be dressed to the nines. Now what would happen is we would get off the airplane and we'd walk to the curb where, you know, the taxis were, and there would be a limousine waiting for me. And they would see this guy with... I'm serious. I am serious. It is like, you know, Bill Gates coming to town. And that's the truth. That's the truth. But, you know, I was dressed for the weather. I was dressed to prevent me from freezing to death should something go wrong. And I wasn't going to wear, you know, a thin suit. I wasn't going to do it. So, you know, and it used to drive these guys crazy. Because I was the odd guy. As a matter of fact, they were so upset with me after about a year and a half of my stunts, I guess is what they thought. They sent 11 people down to our state from corporate headquarters to demand my boss fire me. And they came dressed in their finery and they said, this guy's got to go. He just doesn't play ball right. So I want you to know that I have not changed my stripes. But then we'll talk about this church next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, just to flesh out the story a little bit longer, I don't want to belabor the point, but so this limousine would pull up to the area where you'd pick up your taxi and go to wherever you're going to go, or some family member would pick you up, or a friend. But the company that I worked for had a contract with a limousine company, and it was way less expensive to have this limousine company pick up the employees from the airport and take them to corporate headquarters than it would be if they hailed a taxi. Way less expensive. Now, this wasn't a really big limousine. It was a Cadillac. It was a little bit bigger than a regular Cadillac, but it was not a stretch limousine. So it cost less, and that's why the company did that. But the limousine company was a one-man band. One guy, Joe. And Joe knew his clients, his customers, and he would see the plane land. He knew the schedule. He'd be out there on the curb, standing next to the limo, and he'd wave, "Hey, Mr. Finelli," give me a great big smile, and he had the cap and the uniform on. It looked official. I said, "Hey, Joe, how's it going?" And, "Mr. Finelli, ready to go?" "Yep." And he'd open the door for me, and it looked like I was royalty, wearing blue jeans and a bomber jacket, going to corporate headquarters to do battle with the dressed in nines. So that's a little story off tangential story about former life of mine, but in Buffalo, New York. But it was really, really cold. Now here's the rest of the story. So it was a Cadillac limousine. Here's the rest of the story. So there's a church in Mo. in one of the three big cities in Mo. And I heard from someone who has a Facebook account, there was message after message, post after post, that this great big mega church was not helping people who were in need of assistance because of the freezing conditions, the cold, etc. Now, this church has over 3,000 seats in what they call a sanctuary. Over 3,000. I've been inside this thing. I've seen it. It's huge. It's like the biggest theater you've ever seen, if you've ever seen a theater that big. Seriously. This puts movie theaters to shame. This would be like, I don't know, maybe five movie theaters combined into one room. There are two entrances to this area, and they're about a quarter of a mile apart. So if you go to the wrong door, no problem. It's only a quarter of a mile walk to the other side. It's huge. Well, the messages that were on Facebook, now I did not see these, so we'll consider this a rumor. The messages were that they weren't helping people in need. So I called them up, and I got the message that they're closed for Christmas. But they will have services so that you can donate on Christmas. And they had the Christmas schedule. I tried typing 000000 on the phone to see if I could bypass the message. Nobody home. They weren't taking calls. They were closed. So here you have Target with the employees who took it upon themselves. Now, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not 100% sure, that they did not get corporate approval from headquarters to let people who were stranded, who would die otherwise, into the store. They just did it. And here's the point of this whole lesson, of even me wearing the A2 bomber jacket to the highest level corporate meetings in the biggest building in Buffalo, New York, which is the second largest city in New York State. The point is, you do not have to always comply with things that you don't think are right. I thought I'd freeze to death, and I didn't think that was particularly in my best interest, so I dressed for the occasion. It was so cold in the bombers in World War II. I'm talking about the airplanes. It was so cold they had these leather bomber jackets with this fuzzy lining. They were designed for extreme cold weather. I'm talking about the ones with the fuzzy collars. These are good-looking jackets, but they're still utilitarian. And the bomber crew, that's what they wore. Because it's freezing cold in those airplanes at 30,000 feet. So here we have employees doing the right thing, probably without permission. Gwyneth, you're taking me come back. And do you want to take calls, Gwyneth?
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. There's a recall on high blood pressure medication that may contain a cancer-causing ingredient. Lupin Pharmaceuticals issued the voluntary recall. Quinapil tablets are the ones being recalled. The meltdown at Southwest Airlines has left thousands of holiday travelers stranded with no support or answers.
Nearly every airline is back to normal operations after a brutal winter storm, except Southwest Airlines. In Indianapolis, Angela Davis says her flight to Sacramento was canceled, and she doesn't know what to do.
I want something done about that, but you can't call because I've called them for days now.
The problem is so bad, the Biden administration says it's investigating the problem. I'm Tim Berg.
Mega Millions winning jackpot numbers for Tuesday were 19, 13, 36, 59, 61, and Mega Ball 11. Nobody won. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
Take
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I don't want to really belabor the point, but class, I think that is the world's record for the greatest number of people flying commercially to demand the firing of a single employee. I think I hold the record for that. And my boss, they just showed up, and I didn't even know about it. I found out about it after my boss sent them packing. So they showed up from corporate headquarters. They demanded in unison. I mean, there must have been a bunch of meetings for these guys all to get together and gals to say, okay, listen, Fennelly's got to go. He doesn't play ball too well. He just won't fall in line. So my boss sent them all packing. And then ultimately, a little later, he said, he also said that, you know, those guys came down from Buffalo, right? I said, yeah. He said, do you know why they were here? I said, I have no idea. No. He said, well, they all demanded that I fire you. And so my boss just simply said, so who do you recommend we replace him with? How many people? And so he sent him packing, and you know, I still had the job, and ultimately the corporate headquarters collapsed. So if you figure out what that building is, you'll find out that they collapsed because it was a corporate culture that embraced ignorance, inability, stupidity, overpaying for things, and that's where they had a problem with me. Because I didn't go to all the meetings and discuss and then hire someone else to do the job. Like, when you have a computer problem, you talk about it, and then you have another meeting, you talk about it, you make sure everybody's involved, and you get like 50 people, 40 people, 20 people involved, you talk about it, and then somebody says, I got it, I know how to fix this, let's call IBM. That's what they did.
Oh,
Gwyneth, do you want to take calls today or not? Up to you.
Yes, but it has to be on topic.
Okay.
Okay.
So, class, we get derailed sometimes, and we can't let that happen. So if you want to call, you can call. And it's up to you to figure out the telephone number. So I don't want to put a barrier to entry here, but we don't beg for calls. We don't do that here at USA Prepares. So, Gwyneth, any comments about what I said about the church and about Target and the difference between corporate management and employees, the little people, us, the bottom 93%, doing the right thing? And by the way, the people who went into Target, I saw the pictures. They did not trash the store. It was not like a flash mob in Philadelphia. It wasn't like that. These people, I think, were grateful to have respiration and circulation and their digestive systems working. And they didn't trash the place. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah. I think that Target had more respect for their congregation than the so-called pastor of that church. I mean, do you know what the word pastor actually means? It means shepherd, right? It's actually a Latin word. It means shepherd. Now, what's a shepherd? Well, you're a cattle farmer, not a shepherd. But, you know, what sort of a farmer doesn't provide shelter for his flock? You know.
Well, I can tell you. I know for sure what kind of a farmer doesn't provide shelter for his flock. One who has no flock.
Yeah, that's right, because that's what's going to happen. And Jesus Christ said something, okay? I reckon everybody out there ought to go and get a Bible and start reading it. And I don't have one of these at the moment because, my Bible is whatever happens to be at the Bible shop at the time. And Bibles are actually getting pretty thin on the ground here in Australia, funnily enough. The last Bible that I bought, because I wear my Bibles out, about every 10 years or 15 years, I need a new Bible. And my last Bible had the words of Christ in red. This Bible, unfortunately, doesn't. But you ought to go out and get a Bible with the words of Christ in red. I would recommend everybody in the class do this. If you can just get any Bible, that will do. But the words of Christ in red make it easier, okay? And Jesus Christ said something once. He said, when the people came to him and they said, they used to ask him all sorts of questions. And Jesus said, in that day when everybody stands before the throne, some people he will say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. Because when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I needed somewhere to stay, you gave me somewhere to stay. And the people said, when did we do any of these things to you, Lord? And he said, when you did anything to the least of these here, you did it to me. And then he saw another group of people, and they thought they were pretty hot shots because they'd done miracles and, had all the hallelujah, TV shows and all that, But he said, get away from me. I don't know you. And I said, well, you know, why do you not know her? And he said, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was naked and you didn't clothe me. I had nowhere to stay and you didn't take me in. And they said, when did we do any of these things to you, Lord? And he said, when you did it to the least of these, you did it not to me. And that's it. Jesus is not interested in how many seats your church has in it. He's interested in how you treat people. Okay? And this has been a problem, especially with the Pentecostal churches, for a long, long time. And my husband was a Pentecostal pastor, and he shocked all the other Pentecostal pastors. You know why he shocked them all, Vincent? I'll tell you why. You want to know why he shocked all the Pentecostal pastors?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
He opened up the Pentecostal church and began feeding the hungry, giving people shelter. Here in Australia, it's generally not shelter from snow, it's shelter from baking hot summer heat. But he gave them, and sometimes it is actually cold nights in Melbourne. It doesn't snow there, but it does get bitterly cold at night. Cold enough to freeze people to death. So he was giving people shelter. And he was giving them stuff to eat, and he was giving them somewhere to stay. But he said to them, listen, you better be out of here by 6 a.m. because that crew up the road are going to be down here and they don't want to see all the alcoholics and, you know, drunks and drug addicts here, you know. And the other pastors would call him out to make sure that he wasn't filling up the church with alcoholics and other homeless people and drug addicts and that sort of thing so that they wouldn't freeze to death on the streets of Melbourne at night. And they had, and what he used to do was he used to get all of the alcoholics and drug addicts and prostitutes and all the no-hopers, and he would fill up the first few aisles of seats in the biggest Pentecostal church in Melbourne, Richmond Assembly of God. And the other pastors hated him for that. He used to put them right up the front so that they could hear the gospel getting preached. The other pastors absolutely hated him for that. And he said, well, he just wanted to have him hear the word of God nice and clear. And they said, yeah, but the front seats are for the pastors, right? You can't go filling them with all the hobos in Melbourne. And Archie said that Jesus came for these hobos. He died for these hobos. You know, but apparently those weren't the sort of parishioners that the Pentecostal church was interested in having in their doors. But it's the sort of parishioners that God was interested in. And some of them ended up giving their lives to Jesus Christ. Many of them died. Probably most of them are dead by now. You know, this was a long time ago. This was during the 1970s and 1980s. But even so, many of them would never have come to Jesus Christ except for somebody like Archie going out there to the highways and the byways. That was the sort of man he was, because he was somebody who came from an extremely impoverished background and a gangland background. And nobody preached to him. He just had the revelation of the Holy Spirit one day. And on a few separate occasions. And he realized that there was a God in heaven and he'd better start paying attention. And that was how he came to Jesus Christ, not through the preaching of any man, but through the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. And that's what it's supposed to be about. As a matter of fact, Gwyneth, we the Finelli family, we don't go to church. No, we used to. And if someone were to ask me what what brand of religion I am, I probably would say I might have been a Roman Catholic. But, or I am a Roman Catholic, but I haven't been to church in, you know, 20-something years. And, well, that's not exactly true. We tried the local Baptist church until, because that was, it was more like a village thing rather than a religious thing. And the reason we don't go to church is, in my family, we are Gnostics. Not agnostics. We're Gnostics. We believe that God is everywhere, and he's right there with me on the tractor. He's right there with me as I'm doing farm work. He's right with Mrs. Finelli and our son as we work with the cows. He's right there with us when we are caring for the newborns and the feeding the cows, you know, multiple times a day. He's right there, and we can talk to him. We do not have to go to a specific geographic location inside a specific building and sit in a specific pew and stand and kneel and all of those things in unison. At the command of whoever's at the front, we believe that God is everywhere, and we do not need a middleman, a broker, or an agent. That's our belief. Now, that doesn't mean that churches don't serve a good purpose. I think they do, or they can. And it sounds like Archie did exactly that. He did serve a great purpose. But to build a mega church that has an attendance of about 20,000 people a week with facial recognition and a bank of people on the telephones to call you and say, "Why, Susie, are you okay? Because we didn't see you in church." Well, actually, we didn't look, but the computer looked and you weren't there. Are you okay? We just want to make sure you're okay. And your husband, is he okay? Because we want to make sure that he's gainfully employed so that you can keep sending us those tithing amounts. Because, you know, we all depend on it. They've got a fast food restaurant inside this church.
What if you cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Class, Gwyneth is a degreed scientist. She lives in a mud brick farmhouse, as she said here at USA Prepares. She is an instructor. She's been with us years and years and years. She's a gladiator, a lady gladiator. She fights the system when she thinks the system is wrong. And I'm not trying to put words in her mouth, but I believe she believes, like the rest of us, that government is a good thing, but not big, oppressive, abusive government. Small government, limited government, limit government just to keep the system in order. One, it doesn't steal everything that you have. But in Gwyneth's country, Australia, there is a push by the police in Brisbane, Australia, to get people to call the police, and I guess maybe the term might be rat out their neighbors. So the police want you to give them a call, let them know who is anti-government, who is anti-COVID vaccine. They want your neighbors to rat you out if you live in Australia. Now, this is the kind of thing that the villagers hate. Absolutely hate this. So why did this happen? Because allegedly some police came to a person's property and the people that were on the property didn't appreciate it and started shooting at the police. The police brought back a SWAT. Now, I think one or two people that were employed by the police department were killed. But when they brought the SWAT team, the people on the property were killed. So then the police said, okay, look, see, here's the problem, boys and girls. The problem is people don't like the police. They don't like us. So we want to keep you all safe. So what you should do, and I'm paraphrasing, what you should do is call us and let us know who these people are that don't like us, so we can keep you all safe. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, the Queensland police were absolutely awful. Amazed firsthand, first degree knowledge of the Queensland police. And I lived for a while in Queensland. And let's just say that I had to get out of there in a hurry and I can never go back. So I'm not going to comment any more on that. But the Queensland police are absolutely awful. They really, really are horrible. And by the way, when I had to get out of there, I had to get out of there with two baby boys in tow. Those baby boys are now men. They're jolly fine men. And you really couldn't hope for better sons. You know, I'm really, really happy with how they've turned out. And it's just, I think it's a thing of the apple not falling very far from the tree. But the Queensland police are absolutely awful. They have a record of being these sorts of tyrants from the 1970s and 1980s at least. And there was this thing that happened in Brisbane during the 1970s and 1980s. And it ended up spreading all over the world, but it started in Brisbane. And it was called punk rock. And you might not agree with how people who are interested in punk rock dress or how what they put into their noses or their eyebrows or their ears or what colour they paint their hair. But what started it was the Queensland police being tyrants. And they said, well, you think that you're going to tell us what to do. We will show you that we are not going to listen to you, us telling you what to do. So they swung off on the opposite extreme and began dyeing their hair purple and putting safety pins into their eyebrows. And that made the Queensland police really flip out at them. But the only reason why they did that was to annoy the Queensland police, who weren't too happy with them, you know, maybe playing their music a bit loud, maybe not getting a license for their dance club from the government. This was how it was, and one of the first bands that started it was called the Grateful Dead. And anyone who's interested in the history of punk music can go and find the history of the Grateful Dead. And the reason why they did what they did was in defiance of the Queensland police, because they were tyrants. And what the punk rock people were primarily interested in was just being able to enjoy themselves, listen to the music that they wanted to listen to, without having the police raid their little party. Does that make sense? I'm not saying that punk music's right or wrong. I'm just saying that the Queensland police have this attitude for a very, very long time. They're horrible.
Well, what we advocate is we advocate freedom as long as you're not transgressing on someone else's rights.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.